the topic that we talked about, which I'm very fascinated to hear about, is you said that you were up for promotion at one point.
Mm-hmm.
And you didn't get it.
Yeah.
And what happened?
Yeah.
And what did you learn from it? And, you know, what are some takeaways you want to share?
Sure.
So can you just give us a little bit of context around where were you in your
sure.
career and were you up for promotion? What is the initial struggle?
Yeah. So I was 2 years out of my MBA program, and this was the early 2000s. So it was a very tumultuous economic time. There's a lot of layoffs going on. My boss had been let go.
Okay.
So I had taken on a lot of her responsibilities. In my mind, I had thought since I had taken on so much of her responsibilities, I should therefore be a shoo-in for promotion.
Ah, okay.
Perception.
Right. Mm-hmm.
However, my boss was two levels, perhaps even three above me. I was
your direct boss, your
yes.
new direct boss.
Yes,
okay.
or the person that got, the person that had actually been let go, you know, during the downturn, you know, the early 2000s.
Oh, so the boss that got let go was 2 to 3
yeah, so
levels above.
Yeah, she was a director. I was an assistant vice president, you know, an
okay.
AVP.
And were you expecting to become a director or a VP?
A VP.
Okay,
and,
okay. But then who was your new boss? Like
my new boss that I reported to was her old boss. So
okay, so
was
it was senior.
Yeah, he was even further senior. He was a managing director.
Okay.
And I thought my hard work, my perseverance, and my dedication would all get me promoted.
Interesting.
When I found out that I wasn't promoted, I was enraged. I was furious. I was so emotionally bent out of shape that I couldn't even hear the feedback of what was going on.
Because you had the full expectation. There wasn't even a question in your head.
No.
Did you actually have the conversation with your old boss, like your boss's boss, that you had that expectation? Did you know?
You know what? This is the interesting thing is that I had fleeting conversations, but I never fully asked him.
Mm.
This is the promotion cycle. What does it take? What I instead did is I let my peers really sort of influence me. Oh, Jay, you're a shoo-in because you're doing your old boss's work. Oh, you're working so hard. You know, you've got a senior executive's ears. At no point did I ever actually have a clear career conversations. And this is sort of a...
That's interesting.
This is sort of a something that was a poor point on my side as well as management side, you know what I mean? You know,
right.
You know, in terms of how, because the best promotion or career conversations is when both parties bring something to the table. So I was furious. At that exact same moment, a recruiter called me.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay.
So I found out one day that I wasn't going to get promoted, and it was more about my ego and feeling embarrassed.
Mm.
How am I going to face all these other people that I didn't get
who
promoted?
Who said I was shoo-in?
Yes.
Interesting how
so,
that dynamic plays
yeah,
us.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So this recruiter called, told me about this opportunity at another firm. It was more money, and I was interested. I was like,
wow.
Yeah.
Especially timing is perfect.
Exactly. Exactly. Looking back in retrospect, I don't think I would have jumped if there wasn't an opportunity that's so readily available. So I basically went through the interview process. I let a lot of my hurt, pride, and anger
dictate.
Yes, I'm going to move and show them.
That's very natural.
Yes,
it's instinctual.
Yeah, exactly. So I had built up in my mind that I'll show them. I'll tell everybody that I'm going to leave. And I'm going to go tell my boss.
And they're going to regret not.
They're going to regret it. They're going to try to counter and somehow keep me. Well, that didn't happen.
Okay.
They wished me the best. And my boss had some frank conversations about finally the career conversation that I should have had probably a year ago finally happened. This move that you're contemplating, it's in a very narrow industry. What does the next 5 to 10 or 15 years look like? What do you want for your career?
Mm-hmm.
So at that point, I was a little bit taken aback. And I started to regret my choice.
Mm.
Because I thought to myself, interesting. This is kind of true what he's saying. What does this look like? What does this mean? I'm also leaving a place where I loved. I love the people.
Oh my gosh.
I thought they were some of my best friends to this day. But I think that the political environment, because of the layoffs and different things, had deteriorated to a point where there was so much trust that was lost with different parts.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a double-edged sword. Mm-hmm. You think the grass is always greener on the other side. And there's some of the aha moments that came is that I went to the other firm expecting it to be all great.
Better, green grass.
It wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't a disaster. But it certainly wasn't so spectacular. I hadn't jumped up greatly.
Mm-hmm.
I did get promoted the next year.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, because of what I had gone through,
mm-hmm.
it felt meaningful. Because I didn't expect it. I didn't act like I deserved it.
Mm.
I actually worked really hard. I learned and had proactive career discussions with my boss. It was on me. I learned my lesson that I can't assume, and that in order to really get promoted, you need to reach out to others.
Right, right. Because there's a lot of bosses out there, but there's only a few that are really focused on investing in people. And sometimes even if they're focused on it, they may not have time. If somebody got let go, that means all their work and all their teams became theirs. It's in your interest to actually drive your career.
Yeah. Can I also share one other thing that I learned?
Of course.
There's other people involved in the promotion process. There is a promotion committee.
Mm-hmm.
And by
to go to VP.
Right, to go to VP. One feedback that I'd gotten about a year later is that I was trying to make the case that I was doing my boss's job.
Mm-hmm.
I was doing a part of it. She was many levels up and had other things that I didn't understand. Their perception was, we're not going to promote her because she's not doing all of necessarily her third job. I didn't realize that I had to influence the committee, not just my boss.
But even though your boss's level was 2-3 levels up, you weren't going up to VP, but are you saying that just to get to your next level, you focus so much maybe on just your boss?
Yes.
But not your boss's peers or committee,
yes.
which also need to have the same perception of your capability to be VP.
Yes. And it's even more critical during times of constraint. Financial constraint, emotional and political constraint.
Right.
When there is that type of atmosphere, you have to double down and really make sure that you have a full constituency around you. Promotion usually isn't just about your boss
mm-hmm.
in those type of time periods because there's so many people competing.
Right.
It's about the whole constituency.
Now, looking back, do you think that you did do the VP level work and just not had the right proactive conversations with all the right people, or was it a combination of both? You didn't know what was expected of VP as well as you didn't have the right conversations.
I think it's a bit of both, but I think if I had to tip it one way or another, I wasn't savvy enough to realize what the process is to get promoted. I had my own inner perceptions.
And then you heard the opinions of your peers that was like, oh.
I never clarified what were the rules of the game. If you want to get promoted, you have to know what the invisible rules of promotion are. There'll be what HR tells you and what's on the website, but then it's up to you to find out from mentors, other colleagues, people that have gone through the same process of, help me understand what does it take.
So how did you actually find out? Because you're implying now, not only do you need to know the rules of the game, but you can't necessarily get the rule of the game just by asking.
How did I find out that I didn't get promoted?
To figure out the actual rule of the game.
You know what? I did a simple thing of ask other colleagues. You know, be vulnerable and just ask them. Because a lot of people don't want to ask because then it's a sign of I'm interested and
I may not get it.
Yes.
Yeah. What if I don't get it? How would I look?
Yeah.
Right.
And pride. Like, as in, like, I'm a shoo-in. Like, what happened to me? Right?
Right, right.
So a lot of people don't ask the question, or they'll ask one or two confidants. I targeted people that had gone through the promotion process successfully for two reasons. First, to find out how to do it. Second, to show my interest and
initiative. So you targeted, at the next firm, it was still a VP level, and you talked to VPs who already got promoted and say, hey, and built the relationship, personal relationship.
Yes.
So these are not official career conversations. But in a way, you're building the relationship,
mm-hmm.
influencing their image of you, and getting to the inside knowledge about what is the actual game about.
Yes. And I started
You started early.
Day one.
Oh, so you started a year before.
Yes, which is super critical. Promotions, people start thinking about promotions as committees are talking or a month before. And by that point, you have had to have laid all your groundwork. Your work has to, your accomplishments and your conversations have already had to have happened well in advance. Mm-hmm. So as an example, we went through our promotions were announced on November 1st.
Your current company.
Yes, in my current company. The I had one person that was successfully promoted, one person that wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
I have talked to her and her manager about what is the plan.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been frank with her on what the feedback is, and I've told her, you know, right before our vacation, I want to understand in January
mm-hmm.
what your roadmap looks like, what you need help with,
mm-hmm.
and what you think is the biggest challenges for you to get there this year.
Because
mm-hmm. I want her to be involved all the way and know that I'm going to help her, but I want her to know that the game starts now.
Oh, and she's up for promotion in November
yes.
of this coming.
Well, and the decisions were made about September, October-ish.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
This is a great story to share. I think looking back,
yeah.
are you regretful that you didn't stay at the company you were at?
You know, that's a hard question to answer because the division was sort of disbanded.
Yeah. For other reasons.
Yeah, for totally other reasons. Many years later.
Yeah.
I learned a valuable skill set at the new organization that led me to where I'm at.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't be at the organization I'm at unless I was there.
Mm-hmm.
And I made these networking connections. My current company, the reason I got hired is somebody I used to work with at my previous company, the one that I went to,
mm-hmm.
recommended me.
Mm-hmm.
So in retrospect, I regretted the mental anguish I put myself through for promotions.
Right. And almost the emotional decision
yes.
you might have made.
Yes.
But
because
it sounded
startup,
like you learned your lesson quickly,
yes.
though, and you basically took what was an unpleasant experience and
yes.
made it your own engine or
yeah.
almost like a leaping pad for
yeah.
something
yeah.
better.
Yes, absolutely. Like you said, I think the lesson I learned is do not treat promotion decisions, good or bad, supercharged emotionally.
Right.
Process it and then go back. The face that you have after you do or don't get promoted is what people will carry with you forever. They'll remember this. They'll remember
yeah.
that's the girl that got really emotional when she didn't get promoted. That's
the reputation
person.
As well
yeah.
is affected not only because you didn't get promoted,
yeah.
but there is this... Because now, you know, we read these articles that says the future of hiring is based on reputation.
It is.
Because there's just so many ways to jack up your resume, etc.
Yeah.
Interesting. In fact, you were so focused on the fact you didn't get promoted, but the actions afterwards actually also affected you.
Yep, absolutely.
But on the other hand, you really learned that, oh, well, what is it that I could have done differently?
Mm-hmm.
Instead of focusing, well, they're just not good. I'll just go to the next place and they're going to treat me better, but
mm-hmm.
I'm going to be the same way.
Exactly.
It sounded like you learned to figure out what the game is
mm-hmm.
from people that are more senior than you at the level that you want to be. And then really do that early.
Yes.
Maybe even 9 months to a year advanced.
Absolutely.
Because as more senior as you get, it becomes a promotion committee instead of one person's decision. And there's also less openings.
Yes, yes. And what you want to remember is there's a new class every year of people that want to get promoted.
Right.
And that class continues to grow. So
right.
you have to differentiate yourself from that class. And, you know, it's like, okay, this class got promoted. Well, there's new superstars that are on the brink again. So
right.
you have to constantly be aware of that dynamics. It's not, you know, people say they use this term multi-year process.
Mm-hmm.
And some people think it's a cop-out of,
mm-hmm.
oh, you know, that you just don't get in the first time. But if you don't get promoted 1 year, you have to double down and differentiate yourself the second year. It's not just you show up and,
right.
and I'm here, I didn't get promoted, you better promote me this year.
Right. So look within, you got to make changes within
yes.
because things... just gets tougher
it
instead
does.
Of easier.
It does.
Okay. This is awesome. Thank you so much for your time.